Yes, it's a good morning and welcome to Tech. We continue with, you know, what we have started. We continue with what we have started. Yesterday we were talking about the, you know, why the SWIFT, how Russia has managed to come up with their own digital SWIFT system. And I gave you the list of countries that, you know, have signed up to use this, SWIFT. And of course, in Europe, you have Germany and Switzerland. They are using that SWIFT, you know. And you have other countries, China, India, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, you know, Pakistan. You have other countries such as Belarus, Afghanistan, Iran, and Mongolia. Iran is going to join next month, joining the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And then you have the observers, the six dialogue nations that is, of course, that are, you know, Cambodia, Turkey, Sri Lanka. I don't know where I left that list here. I can't find it. But a lot of countries, especially in the ASEAN, there is another organization, the ASEAN, which China is part of. And the Americans were trying to, you know, I think it was last year or last of last year when there was a meeting. They were trying to sway these countries against, you know, China. But it could not work because China is a big trading partner in Asia. It's at least to many countries in Asia. Now, I said that if we ever learn, you know, So the Russians have come up with their own digital system that they are using, and a lot of banks, Russian banks, have signed up. They are using this SWIFT to transact. It exists in Interbank, Bank of China, and other banks are using this system. Now, today we are going to look at the importance of looking inward. You know, the importance of looking inward, of using you're using what you have, the importance of having your own resources, having your own technology, for example. We limit it to technology, of course, when you are talking, we talk tech. Now, we have our own, of course, we have our own platforms. And most of you have been asking, why is Eagle FM not on DSTV, not on GoTV, and all that? But, of course, the questions will be answered today. Why are we so much focused on using our own applications and not other people's or not other platforms? So we are going to be talking about that in a moment. And let's just go for a short break. In this level, I can't help it, but I want to capture somebody. I want to arrest somebody so that we talk about this issue. Yeah, the importance of looking inward, you know, the importance of becoming self-sustainable and self-dependent. So we are going for a short break, and then we will be continuing after this short break. Stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, I am successful in my in what I have done. I have just captured I've just captured Uncle John here just to bring him in this conversation. Uncle John, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Franz.
Yes.
How is the morning?
Morning is good, especially when I was trying my luck. To see if I can get hold of you.
What do you mean? Are we all live on air? What are you saying?
Yeah, we are live on air.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you want us to talk about?
We are looking at, you know, looking inward. I started with an issue yesterday when I said that after the sanctions, when the Russians were removed from the SWIFT, they managed to come up with their own SWIFT, and many countries are now buying into their SWIFT. And now, looking at our, and many people have been asking, you know, why is Eagle FM not on this and not on that? Yeah, and I thought it very important for you to come on and answer this question.
Okay.
Yes.
No, thank you very much, Devans. Unfortunately, I did not listen to your program of yesterday, but it's actually fortunate on my side, then, because now I can talk from what I know. The question is about why are we not on many other platforms that are created or that are known, established platforms like DSTV, GoTV. There is another platform where you find many radios, global radio or something like that. The reason is very simple. We have the talent in the country that can equally produce platforms of that nature. These are the people we are neglecting. Everything of us that is there of Eagle FM, all our digital platforms, are crafted by young Namibians who went to the very same school where those IT people who have put up WhatsApp, Instagram, famous Facebook page, etc., etc. They learn and they read the same books. So the intellect is the same. So I challenge some of the young people to come up with our own platforms. Hence, we are focusing on growing what is ours. Why is it important to do that? Remember, there was a day, was it WhatsApp and Facebook were not on for almost 3 hours?
Yeah, actually it was off, they were off for 6 hours.
For 6 hours?
Yes.
The whole Namibia was shut. There was no communication going on except us. Because we are on our own platform. We were not affected. Because this platform, we control it ourselves. So the example of Russia you gave is a very important one, that through a platform, as people are now controlled through platforms. Now, if you have the whole world being controlled by one country, like the payment system you were referring to, SWIFT, that's how much power that country had on the global arena. Now, We know most what too much power can do. And that's basically what happened. Other nations have been trying to find a way to come up with their own platform, but it was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
But if you look at what is happening in Ukraine, you will be not so clever just to focus on guns and bullets. That war is more than that. One would be tempted to say, could this be the main reason why that war is taking place? Because more and more, it's becoming economical. And it's about this platform and not that platform. So it's important for us as Africans, as Namibians. I don't like talking about Africa. I would rather talk about Namibia, because we are saying we must look inward.
Yeah.
And create our own platform. The problem with us is we want to start big. We don't want to start small and grow. That Facebook platform was just started by five young people somewhere who dropped out of university even to start that. The same with Microsoft. The same with almost all these bigger things we are embracing today. Why do we want to grow small? It's the fact that those GoTV and many other platforms where you want us to go, accept that when you go on that platform, you are enhancing it, you are making it bigger, but you don't realize it. So you are paying to be on those platforms, but you don't realize it. You tell yourself it's free.
Yeah.
But it's not true that it's free. You are paying. So in that way, we easily export the little earning that we have. Imagine if you were eager and excited to contribute towards the growth of homegrown platforms. The world will look different. You will have a different way of looking at the world, and the world will start looking at you. In other words, you will be commanding respect as a country.
Yes.
Platforms are not for the benefit of individuals. They are meant to put your country on the global stage. It's no different from how you want to support the bombers of this world, the Harry Simon of this world, because they are ours. That pride. Because for you to embrace the platform, understand and accept that it's because from the country where they originated, they were supported in order for them to export the ethos, the culture, traditional norms of those countries. And this is what we are seeing today.
Mm.
So, in short, Tate France, that's the reason why we thought, let us start small, let's put it out there. And I'm grateful, né? And appreciative the fact that this platform, Eagle, is rated among the best in the world. It's not us who have rated it. No, there are institutions and organizations who are very independent, and they rate the apps. If you are on Apple has an independent organization that does audit on all the apps on their platform. Now, there is a reason that in France, where you find some apps are not on Apple, where you only find them on Android. It's about quality. The difference is quality. If you don't meet a certain quality, you cannot hop on iOS platform. Android, it's almost
it's open source.
Free source.
Yeah, open it's a free source. Source. Yeah,
that's the same difference. Anyway, that's basically that you can put anything ONDE. So, yeah, that is France, that's our little contribution.
All right, Uncle John, I know you are busy. I would ask you one last question, which is, you know, why is it so difficult for Namibians, you know, why is it so easy for them to run for other platforms that are, you know, foreign, and where we have inward, you know, systems that we are able to use, and it seems that it is very difficult for them to, you know, embrace them fully?
Let me put it this way, in the form of a question, which I'm going to answer with together with your question. The question should be, what is this that we as Namibians have successfully done together as a society? What is it? And I will add to say, away from politics or religion. Why are we able to do religion together in big numbers and politics in mass numbers together as a society? But we cannot do anything productive together as a society. We are looking at other people coming from elsewhere to set up businesses. And when they are successful, we are looking at them with red eyes. Tate France, the people we are facing, the people we are condemning for being Indians, for being Chinese, for being South Africans, European, whatever you call them, those people are not doing business as individuals. And they are not doing business as France and John. Believe you me, behind them is their government. 100%. All governments, they go out there to look for what is called foreign currency. What is our method for us to go out there to look for foreign currency? What we do instead, we export foreign currency from here. Because when the Indians, Chinese, the Europeans, when they sell their goods, they sell them in US dollars. That's what you are exporting. When you are importing, even wires, you are paying in US dollars. You are converting your currency into US dollars. Why do you convert into US dollars? We are going back to your initial statement about Russia. Because America controls the SWIFT. Now, the challenge on us as a society, as a country, is to find our own space in that global village. Nobody will give you space. Look, all these donations we are getting. A donation can never make a country rich. A loan you are getting can never make a country rich. The question is, when you get those loans, what are you doing with your money? If you are not putting it into production, you are likely to get nowhere. It's like what they say, that a salary, with due respect, we all started there, and some of us are still there. A salary is only good to make your tummy grow. Nothing else. That's why we are all encouraged to have our own sidewalk, hustle somewhere.
Yeah.
In order for us to be busy as a society, I for one, I stopped complaining about people from far away places coming to set up a shop in Namibia and be successful. We should not look elsewhere for solutions. The solutions are within us, like what the young people were saying earlier. I think it's chicken, that the solution is within, not outside. Within you as an individual. Because it has to start with one individual. If we are waiting as a society to start, it will never happen. However, for you to start and get successful, you need leadership of your country behind. Maybe that's where there's a problem, but I'm saying let's start something and push. Leadership naturally, from my little experience, will come on board. And if it doesn't come and you had started something and it collapsed, you are not a failure. It's Namibia who is the failure, not that individual.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Of course, Uncle John.
Sorry, Tate Frank, if I have complicated more, because I was just asking questions also.
Yes.
Maybe I have complicated the program now.
No, you have answered the question. And, you know, it's up to the listeners themselves to come through and you know, add to what you have said.
Okay.
Yes.
No, thank you very much, Tate Frank. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Uncle John, for your time.
You are free to come back if there are more questions to be answered.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. All right. That was, you know, Uncle John Walenga. I just captured him. Was just, you know, but let's now end where let me continue where he stopped. Look, when you look at other countries, when we are talking about the technology, do you know that China was banned from using Android platform in 2020? Is Android owned by the American government? No. Of course not. But the owners of Android, where are they coming from? So if Google is able to say we are banning Russia from using our platform alongside the government of the US and the other countries, that tells you a lot. You know, but the Russians have been working on their own system. There was a year, I think it was last year or 2020, when they switched off the international internet system to be able to test their own internet bandwidth that they are made, that they've made, or that they've created their own internet systems. So this tells you a lot that, you know, when you are looking inwards, it's like somebody having a storage basket of grain, and they are able to make their own bread, they are able to make their own pap, they decide what quantity and what quality. But if you are a beggar, you don't choose, you eat anything. So if you are a beggar, you don't choose, you eat anything. So that's why you find that whenever there is a new platform, we run there. Any platform we run there, because we are beggars of technology. We have made ourselves beggars of technology, while we have young people that are innovative, that they can create our own system that we are able to use. Now, my own wondering is that should Africa be cut off from the SWIFT? What are we going to do? You know, should Africa be cut from the SWIFT? Like to say, okay, Africa, because we are seeing now, because of ABCD, we now cut you off from using our international SWIFT. What is Africa going to do? Remember, Africa was cut because of Delta variant. They were told not to enter Europe, but we were crying there. Our leaders were crying. The president Ramaphosa was also crying. Our own president was crying because we are banned to go to Europe. Just as simple as, but now if we were to be banned using SWIFT, how loud were we going to cry? You know, we were going to cry more louder because we don't have systems. We are not working towards having our own systems. We are not learning a lesson from what is going on. We are not taking opportunities. We are not looking at what is going on as an opportunity. We are looking at it as a problem. Well, the Russians have said, look, we can launch our own SPFS. And they launched it. And a lot of countries are signing up, because a lot of countries were already working on the system of de-dollarizing. You know, the system of detaching themselves from the Western technology, because Western technology is unreliable and it is also prone to sanctions. And a lot of countries want to do business in a reliable way, in an uninterrupted way, and they found a system. And they are integrating systems. It's not only the Russian SPF. There is a CIPF. There is a CIP, the Chinese interbank connection system that you can use anywhere. You know, if that CIP is integrated with the SPFS, that is going to be a powerful system. They can now just decide whether they will use ruble or yuan in terms of exchange. Or they can use them in a parallel way, whatever. So you can come through if you want to be part of the conversation, 0832-888-401. That's a number in studio. The importance of looking inward is like having water. You know, when you have when you have a well of water. Let me put it this way. I remember when there was a flood in the village. And, you know, there was a time where people even stopped cooking. You know, they just literally stopped cooking. Anybody who wants to eat, because we are near the water and the water is flowing. So we devised a way of breaking these big beer bottles, these Carling Black Label bottles. You just break it at the bottom there and you put a bit of pulp inside there. So, and you put it there, fish jump in there, and you are sorted. When you look inward, when you have your own system, you don't struggle because you have everything on the go. You know, other than when you have to, you know, beg for systems, we have to ask you to understand this system, this foreign system here and there. And this is what is killing, you know, the Ukrainian army. Because the Ukrainian army is receiving donation of multiple technology and systems. And these multiple technologies are not the same. The German technology is different from the French technology and is different from the Polish and the Hungarian and all that. Of course, Hungary has refused donating weapons. Now, this is a problematic on the battlefield because the technology is not the same. This is a howitzer from Germany and the Panzer, and then another military vehicle from Britain. The technology is different. Now, when you are in real combat and it takes time for you to understand this system, it creates problem. Russia has their own technology. And this technology is within their system, is within their reach, is their own thing. So they are not donating, they are not receiving any donation. And they manufacture their own weapons according to their weather and according to their, you know, various climates. So when it comes to the real combat, you know, the Ukrainian commanders are saying they are losing a lot because of these systems that are complicated. The systems are complicated because they are only understood by the armies of countries from which they are coming, you know. So that's the same, that's put us in the same, in the same, in the same, it put us, it puts us in the same situation where we have to dance to every condition. The conditions that we are dancing to are different and there are many. So if you want to do business with Japan, you have to dance to the Japanese condition, terms and condition. You have to will dance again to the music, you know, the EU music, you dance to the American music, you dance to the Indians, you dance to the Chinese, because nobody's dancing to our tune. Now, the reason why nobody's dancing to our tune is because our tune's volume is low, or there is no volume at all. Or maybe the system that we are using to play that tune is not working. The tune is not playing. Or the format in which the tune is, you know, is not compatible with the system that we are using to play it, or there is no tune at all. So one of the two, one of those. So the reason why we are dancing to everyone's tune and nobody's dancing to our tune is because of the following, and I repeat them. Either the volume is lower, nobody's hearing the tune, or there is no volume at all, it's switched off completely, or the system that we are using to play the tune is not working, or the format in which the tune is not compatible with the system that we are using to play the tune, or there is no tune at all. So which one? Do you think is a problem? If you want to participate, 083-288-401. Which one is which? Is it the tune that is off completely? Is it the volume that is off? Maybe the tune is playing. Is it the volume that is low that people cannot hear the tune? Is the system that is not working, or is the format in which the tune is that is not compatible with the system, or is it because the tune is not danceable? Sometimes the tune is there, it's playing, but nobody knows how to dance it. Nobody can tell whether this is a fast or slow motion tune. Is a tune danceable, if there is such a word in English? Hello.
Yes, Mr. Franz.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Mr. Franz, me, I don't have much to say.
Yeah.
What I can say is that we are not participating at all. Even what Namibia are exporting is not us we are doing it. The people where we say that the previous beneficiary, they are still the one exporting things, not really us, who are the previous oppressed. We are not doing anything at all.
Okay.
It's only what I can say.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Frost.
Yes. Yeah, so, all right, we are going for a short break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
As jy besnee is, is dit makliker om jouself skoon te hou en verminder dit 'n man se kanse om seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te kry, insluitend HIV. Dis veilig en dis verniet. Man Up, kry die smart cut. Om 'n gratis besnedding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Limorisa Zasirimo Se Statama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Matutoze Pahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Event Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi vatabakafera kavutungi. Mukwaluleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa mupotele ofisi zetu kaofi. Mamre ningi wa Windhoek. Toropo yangu renkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni wa this day. Kapa mulize ze nombolo ye tatama 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
Oulium Nangeshefa, Noahara Kushivifa Oma Kuroyo Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station Oyo Eagle FM, Enya Mukuru Olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. opo umone oshijemo shili nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, we continue. I was asking a question to say the reason why people are not dancing our tune. Is it because our tune is not danceable? Or is it because the format in which our tune is not compatible with the system that should play it? Or is it because the volume is low? Or is it because there is no tune at all? Which one? Because at least we need to know where we stand. You know, when we are talking about self-reliant here with technology, because anybody that has your technology controls you, controls what you do, and controls what you say. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
I like your terminology. You are saying, is the tune not correct, or is the volume not correct, or is it perhaps not compatible? I think of it this way. Look, if to the very example that you used, a beggar can not choose. I would like to use a similar sort of example, that at the stage you are not stable. We cannot even think of developing our own.
You know, the reason why I'm talking about the format of the, because there is MP3 that is commonly playing in every device.
Yes.
So it could be that our own format of our own tune is African, is in AC format.
Uh-huh.
So it could be that system that we are using to play our tune is not compatible with the format.
I'm agreeing to that one. The format is not compatible. It's either the format is advancedly developed and it's currently not compatible, or it has outstayed the time and it's not compatible for now. It's one of the two.
Then
the
what do we do then?
What we are supposed to do is to take it a step at a time. We need to start at winning financially. That's the first step. Only when you are financially stable, then you can start to tell a next guy, I don't need your assistance. If you are not financially stable, then you can't do that.
Jesse?
Uh-huh. Mr. Franz.
Yes, you are getting distracted somewhere there.
Yeah, it was a short interruption here from a client. So you just take anyone that is needy from a person. The soonest that person becomes financially stable, then he would not need the assistance of that person. The soonest. But as long as you are not financially stable, you will still be needy. So it's financial and education. It's two things simultaneous. We need to work at it simultaneously. This morning, these guys were talking about a word, meritocracy or something like that. Perhaps that is where we need to start. We should not appoint people on political affiliation. We should perhaps start appointing people on merit, straight. Why I'm saying that is, France, I believe
the reason we are many people in the world is you could have been one person in the world, one correct person in the world, and then it would solve the problem. But unfortunately or fortunately, we are many people. And I see the different people can be right at the same time. Not only this group of people will be right every day. That's my argument. That's the way I see it.
All right.
So financially and educationally and appointing correct, then we are in the right pattern.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Yeah, for me, I'm still asking this question. The tune, because we are dancing to a lot of tunes, and every country has their own tune, and people are dancing to it, every tune. What tune are we having as African? And is it playing loud enough that people hear it? Or is it maybe loud, but nobody knows how to dance it? Or is it, maybe it is not playing at all? And we need to find out, why is it not playing? Is it because of the format in which it is? Or is it because of the system that is because of the player that is not playing it? Or what is going on? Yes.
Yes, Franz, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Yeah, maybe our volume is too low. Maybe it's not heard enough. But this is it not because of the... why can't we just... because countries are interdependent. And that concept, whether that country is self-reliant, I don't think that country can be self-reliant, that it doesn't depend on any other country at all, in any area of life. So, of course, even in the so-called developed, underdeveloped country, or wherever, they always have some degree of depending on others. Okay? So now, if that is the case, then maybe we can just say, fine, those whom we are collaborating with should help us to develop our capacity where we think it's not good enough. And then we move forward. Because if it's in technology, last time we were talking about China and India and the Americans, this one developed the software, this one assembled, this one does what, and then they mix, and then they combine their different parts to make up a product. So we should, of course, develop our own infrastructure, technology and everything, but as of now, we can still depend, interdepend on others.
All right, Uncle Bernard. Let me share time with the last person.
Okay.
Yes. Uncle Buena is saying maybe the volume is low. But for me, I'm suspecting that there is no tune at all. One or two. One. Or maybe the player is wrong. The format. And the player can't play it. One of those two. I think there is no tune. Because you cannot dance to nothing. You cannot dance when there is no music. When people see you dancing, they will first look whether you have earphones on you, or if they see that you are dancing without earphones, then they will start to suspect that you need to be taken somewhere. You know? So when they see you dancing without headphones on, they will start suspecting that you need to be taken somewhere. Lastly, we need to have our own technological systems that speaks to our African need and speak to our African situations that are able to solve the African continental needs. You know, every country, especially small countries, these big small countries in Asia And they are trying to come up with their own system because they are now seeing that Western technology, Western systems cannot be trusted because they are prone to sanctions. If you disagree with them, then, you know, they disconnect you from one or two stuff and then you suffer because you have no systems in place. And my question is, should Africa be disconnected from this international SWIFT, which is, you know, it is baptized in the name of the US dollar, the British and the Euro pound. I mean, the British pound and the, you know, EU and the Euro. There are two other currencies now, part of the. So if you are disconnected from that SWIFT, you will suffer. And you will suffer because you are not going to transact internationally. And that is going to affect your trade and your economy. So, but Russia has come up with their own system. And a lot of countries are buying into it. China has also come up with their CIP. So, and that is an international, you know, inter-banking system. So when it is integrated with the SPFS, that is a banking messaging system, you know, it creates, and a lot of countries are signing up, a lot of Asian countries, of course, Egypt is one of them, that is also becoming part of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. South Africa is part of it. It's also becoming a member and also looking forward to sign to start using that messaging system. Because this one gives you freedom to trade within your currency. You don't need to convert. You don't need to convert to the US dollar. You can use your rand. Convert rand to ruble or convert rand to, you know, to yuan, depending on where you are buying. They call it, the yuan is called, it's called the RMB. The RMB. That's what is called, the Chinese yuan is called the RMB. So those are, you know, the Eastern Bloc and the countries that are coming up with their own digital systems, their own digital technology. And the good news also is, as we end, that the world has become multipolar, which means it's no longer one person deciding. There are many players now, even in technology. Technology is in the hands of many. A lot of, you know, opportunities have risen in the past decade. And a lot of, especially the Chinese technology, is most to be admired because most of it is at open source. You know, everybody can copy this, everybody can, you know, imitate something. And, you know, when it works, you are able to earn some money for yourself and also money for the Chinese economy. And that's a good approach when it comes to innovation because it gives people room to innovate without a threat of being crushed by the so-called big tech companies. So you can actually come up with something, and you don't need to be afraid of being crushed. But in the West, once you come up with another messaging app, they will try to buy it. And if you don't want it to be bought, it will make sure that it dies natural death. It doesn't make it to compete with.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights.
All right. Having said that, guys, it's a good bye. We are going to meet again tomorrow as we continue discussing, you know, various issues that affect us as far as the tech and the tech world is concerned. Now, stay tuned for the brand conversation.